This is the BBC Home Service, and here is a photograph of me saying it.
Thank you, Freeze Green. Or, as he came out of an icebox, Deep Freeze Green.
I don't wish to know that.
Stop those carefully rehearsed and written ad-libs and proceed with your task of announcing radio's answer to TV.
Namely, the original lantern slide type Wireless Goon Show.
Try and get that in a long player. All right. So much for melody. And now, segregate the sinful sexes.
Wait! How many sexes are there?
Two.
It's not enough, I say. Go out and order some more.
Mr. Sellers, throw away that fur-lined chin strap and make a statement.
What is a jailbreak?
Answer, a break used for stopping jails.
Wrong! A jailbreak has nothing to do with tonight's story, which is entitled Tales of Old Dartmoor.
This is the story of a desperate man in prison.
Yes, it was I. I was the governor. Question, why was I desperate?
Answer, because your record hasn't reached a hit parade.
Wrong! I was desperate for a very different reason. Hello, prison governor here?
Yes, this is the superintendent of county jails. We are stock-taking.
Oh, really? Oh, jolly for you.
How many convicts have you got in?
Well, let me see now. There's Jim, the crazy vicar. Oh, no. Oh, he escaped. There's, Meat Axe George. Oh, no. He bought himself out, yes. Then there's that confidence trickster. No, he became an MP. Number 34128 was released. Fred was transferred. You know, I do believe we've run completely out of them.
Do you know what this means, Sigun?
Yes, we're empty.
Empty? By the way, Sigun, are you standing to attention?
Yes.
Good. Now look here, Sigun, you can't walk around with an empty prison. Your job will be in jeopardy.
In jeopardy? I don't want to go abroad.
Sigun, I'm giving you a warning. Get that prison filled with convicts or you're fired. Underline fired.
It's all very well for him to talk, but nobody's committing any crimes. Here I am working my fingers to the bone, sweeping out empty cells, oiling unused locks, polishing handcuffs and giving transfusions to bloodhounds. And never a word of thanks. Where can I get convicts? It's the front door. Coming! I'll be there anyway. Don't get broody.
May I come in?
Have you committed any crime?
I'm afraid not.
Then you can't come in.
Take off your hat.
Sir.
Now.
Ow! Come in.
Come in, Moriarty.
What are you?
Allow us to introduce ourselves. My card.
But it's blank.
Business is bad.
That's funny, so is mine. I haven't got a convict in the place.
Perhaps we can help you, Neddy, for a consideration. Moriarty, explain the plan.
Certainement. Listen, we will guarantee you a constant supply of convicts at a reduced summer rate of 3 shillings per head per day.
3 shillings, eh?
Yes.
The government give me 5. That leaves 2. Take away the convicts you first thought of. You're on. When do they come in?
Open that door.
Hey, fire!
There you are, Neddy. 1,182 of them.
Wonderful! Who said Britain was finished as a criminal nation? I'll address them in the mess hall.
Where's the mess hall?
Here.
Right, address them.
Very well, I will. Men! Ladies! And little maid! It is indeed a great pleasure to welcome you to Dartmoor Prison. Angel, you will find we have a great tradition here. And I don't want a single one of you to feel you're not wanted.
What do you mean they're not wanted? These men are wanted everywhere.
Really? Who the devil wants this lot?
The police.
Well, they're safe here.
Good.
All right, men, off to your cells now. Don't forget, listen with Mother at 2:30.
Goodbye.
Yes, once again, Dartmoor Prison was chock full as of old. And the prison yard rang to the happy sound of rock-breaking mailbag sewing and warder bashing.
Yes, and as governor, I was receiving congratulations from every corner of the circular globe. Look at this telegram here. Good luck, Seagoon. A full prison is a happy one. Signed, Home Secretary. And this year. Good work, Seagoon. Please find enclosed 3 OBEs. Try and get shot at the other 2. Signed, Minister of OBEs, P.S. How would you like to be a peer? Yes, yes. I'll be a peer. Moriarty,
yes?
I've just made myself a peer.
Good, I'll get down on the end of it and start a concert party.
Come back! Come back, Yannis! It's not that kind of peer.
What?
P-E-E-R, not P-I-E-R! He's fallen in the wet tight water.
Yes, you're a very short peer, Neddy. In fact, hardly room for even a Max Gelray type Max Gelray to play his nylon dog cardigan and plastic mule race.
That was Mr. Max Geldray, and if I were he, I wouldn't let it generally be known. And now, Tales of Old Dartmoor, Part 2.
Entry in prison diary. January 22nd, convict Eccles fell into a bucket of wet cement and looks like becoming a hardened criminal. Ha! Thank you, thank you. Second entry. Convict Gritpipe Thin made a strange request today.
Neddy, do you mind if I sit down?
Pull up a bollard and sit down.
Thank you.
Make yourself at home.
Neddy?
Treat the cell as your own.
I will.
Needle not a loo.
Have you any more brandy?
All gone.
Sorry. Do you mind if I have a strange request? It's this.
Of course. I'll do it at once. What was it you asked for?
Never mind, I'll smoke one of my own. Now, Neddy, the prisoners are getting restless.
What? They had Sabrina for the cabaret last night? I mean...
Yes, I know culture's all very well, Neddy, but... what the lads really need is a holiday.
Holiday? Where?
Well, I've spoken to the lads.
Nice yes. of you.
And they all had their hearts set on the south of France.
But I can't let them out of prison.
But... Of course not, Neddy. We'll take the prison with us.
But you can't move the prison. People will talk.
Neddy, we're going to leave a cardboard replica.
Oh, I see, yes. But wait a minute. Where are we going to stay in France?
Ah, I've made arrangements with one of the French governments for our prison to be the guest of the Chateau d'If, the historic Gallic penitentiary.
Well, I must say it all sounds very attractive indeed.
Yes.
Yes. I'll agree to it.
Good. Then unchain our visas and we'll all be off.
Get up there. Get up there.
It was a wonderful experience to be jogging along the Queen's Highway in one of Her Majesty's prisons on this fine morning. Get up there! A gypsy am I, I travel the road, who cares? The lark in the sky, to bid you goodbye, I travel the road, hello!
You silly, twisted governor.
Entry in prison diary, February the 2nd, at sea. Coast of France visible through the bars of F Block.
Good morning, Captain Seagull.
Good morning. Wait a minute. You're not one of my convicts.
No, I'm a stowaway.
Well, you'll have to get off. Stop the prison! On your left, lie down, stand up, go on, stop!
Look.
Don't
stop it just for me. I'm not complaining, old man.
That's not the point.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I'm
we
not.
We are full up. Look here, we are full up. We've a maximum complement of convicts. 2,183.
What? 2,182, if you don't mind. One was drowned this morning.
Drowned? How?
Poor lad, he tried to tunnel his way out.
Very well, you can have his cell. That'll be 3 shillings, please.
There you are. 3 shillings in kosher margarine.
Good. I'll spread it on my checkbook at once. I wonder why this man wants to join our prison.
Little does he know that I have reason to believe that the Chateau d'If contains the clue to the treasure of the Count of Monte Cristo.
Finished?
Yes. Right.
Little does Blood not know that I also know that the Chateau d'If contains the clue to a treasure.
Do you mind?
Yes.
Thank you. Little do either of these Charlies know. But I plan this whole move to bring down our prison and bring it into direct contact with the Chateau d'If precisely to obtain the clue to the aforementioned treasure. Little do they know.
Finished?
Yes.
Great heavily whispered asides. Little do they know how little I know about the little that they know. If only I knew about the little that they know, I'd know a little. I'll have to keep my little ears open, you know. End of long, boring aside.
Oh, land ahead!
I should have said that sooner, shouldn't I?
Ah, messieurs les prisonniers anglais, soyez les bienvenus. Welcome to the Chateau d'If.
Oh, what an honor! It is none other than Wallace Greenslade playing the part of the French prefect of police. And playing it very badly.
Don't give me away. It was this or making tea for John Snag.
I'll have two lumps. Thank you and goodbye. And so began a happy day at the Chateau d'If. By evening, each convict had dismantled his old cell, carried the bricks into the chateau, wrapped in brown paper and labeled accordingly, donned the traditional French convict's red, white and blue trousers, and waltzed the whole night through.
Neddy, you look divine. Might I have the next dance?
I'm sorry, I promised it was 924378.
Oh, but he's in solitary.
Then you have to dance by himself.
Good evening, Mr. Governor.
Hello, Mike.
What? The prisoners want the band to play a special request.
What?
Unchained Melody.
Right. Convict Ellington, release your pianist and play those chains.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, them whap. Boom, 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 boom. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of a tender trap. Yes, you're hand in hand beneath the trees, and soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kind of smart until your heart just goes whap. Boom, 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 boom. That breeze, those trees, they're part of a tender trap. One starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, ooh, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You're hooked, you're cooked, you're caught in a tender trap. One starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You wonder how it all came about. It's too late now, there's no getting out. You fell in love, and love, 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 love is the tender trap.
Tales of Old Dartmoor, Part 3. That night, in the deepest dungeon of the Chateau d'If, two figures are at work.
Oh, dropped it. Tempesty, look. Here it is. A black box. The box noir.
Yes. Lift it out and unroll it. Oh, just as I anticipated.
What?
I don't know what it is.
Wait. It's an old long-playing white cylinder gramophone record.
Then play it.
But there's no gramophone.
Well, we must dig for one.
Right. Got it.
Put it on.
It doesn't fit me at all.
Then play it.
Very well. Here goes.
This record is a clue to the treasure of Monte Cristo. Go to the prison yard, where you will find wrapped up in brown paper parcels another prison. Reassemble it, and you will find the treasure buried under the floor of cell number 626 in the basement.
Good, good.
Sapristi.
Come on, Moriarty, and we'll get...
Get back! Dreadful news!
What?
Our holiday's over, and somebody's stolen all the bricks of our prison. What's more, it was to sail home tomorrow with a tide.
We're homeless.
Yes, and somebody's found out about the treasure.
Come on now. Who's hiding our prison? Hands up, all those who know anything about this!
Me and Nickers know where it's gone, Captain.
Oh,
Yeah, we know.
Splendid, lads. Tell me where it is and I'll reduce your sentence from 2 years to four.
Well, it went, things. Where did it went? It went, Eccles.
Yeah?
Do you remember Eccles?
Oh, yeah, I remember Eccles.
Well, does he know where it went, Ed?
I'll ask him. Do you know where it went, Ed?
What does he say, Eccles?
He hasn't answered yet. I think he's out.
Curse! What bad luck!
What bad luck?
What bad luck? Shut up, Eccles!
Shut up, Eccles!
We can't wait for him to come back. We'll have to give chase in the Chateau d'If. All hands on deck! Cast off! And Eccles?
Yep.
Shut up. Fill in up to the rock saying we've only borrowed the chateau temporarily.
I thought it was the Chateau d'If.
No, it's the chateau temporarily.
We're in disguise.
Oh.
Mr. Christian, issue cheese to all hands. Cast timbers to the wind. And unlatch the keel.
Burn a mile, sir.
Log of the French prison Chateau d'If. At sea. No sign yet of Her Majesty's prison, Dartmoor.
Prison on the starboard bow.
Gad, it might be the Dartmoor. Get my telescope out of its cell. Thank you. By Gad, yes, it is.
Sapristi, yes, look at that flag. It's flying the skull and crossbone.
Wrong. It's a photograph of David Nixon with his arms folded.
Captain, he's heaving to.
Well, don't stand there. Heave two back at him. He's opened fire. Duck!
Why?
There's a cannonball coming.
Right. I'll see you after the ball is over.
Stricken. I've been stricken. Brickpipe, call the doctor.
Not likely. I'm next in line for Admiral.
Wait. This isn't blood.
What is it?
It's custard. The swine. He's fired Christmas puddings.
Yes. You know what this means, Nettie? It's the 25th of December.
Really?
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Gad, I'll teach them to fire the afters before we fire the main course. Men, load all guns with roast turkey with the parson's nose outwards.
Sapristi, you devil. With the parson's nose outwards? If you hit him with those, he'll go to the bottom.
Turkeys. This time with bread sauce.
No, I've a better idea. Eccles?
Shut up, Eccles!
I haven't said it yet. Eccles, put that big iron ball you've chained to your leg into that cannon.
Okay. Right.
Fire!
Well, yeah. There it goes with a jump. Go up!
Eccles, come back! After him! He's deserting!
Meanwhile, aboard Her Majesty's prison, Dartmoor.
Oh, they're gaining on us. Curse these French frog-eating prisons. Much speedier than ours, I say. Struck by a...
Hello?
Convict Eccles. Just Eccles. The man I'm looking for. I want you to take a message to the Chateau d'If. Tell them I shall never surrender.
But they're 2 miles away. I can't swim all that.
Never you mind. Get in here.
What?
Fire! There he goes. Let that be a lesson to them. They can't get rid of their surplus idiots on me, you know. Great Scott, they're closing in. Stand by to repel boarders.
How do you repel boarders?
Stop changing the bed linen. Look out, they're coming alongside.
Right then, cutlasses out, board her!
Come on, Moriarty. While they're all occupied, let's go down and get the treasure. Now, remember, it's under the floor of cell number 626. Quick, down these stairs. Here it is. Cell 626.
Yes, Sir Christina Bowlers. Whatever's under this floor is all ours. Together,
yes.
Lift. Water. Salt water.
Let me taste it. You're right. It's the Atlantic Ocean.
We're rich. Look, there's more of it there. Look, it's all coming in.
Stop, you fool. We're sinking.
Help!
And that, dear listeners, is why the Dartmoor we know today is only a cardboard replica. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe and Spike Milligan, with the Redington Quartet and Max Gelray. The orchestra was conducted by Bruce Campbell, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.